A Republican member of Congress from Eastern Washington State is lobbying for a bipartisan prison reform act that passed the U.S. House of Representatives earlier this month. Representative Kathy McMorris Rogers made the pitch in Spokane this week. Correspondent Emily Schwing has more.
It's called the First Step Act, and it funds education, drug rehabilitation, and job skills training programs under the Federal Bureau of Prisons. It also prohibits shackling pregnant female inmates and requires inmates be housed within 500 miles of their families if possible. During an hour-long community roundtable, Republican Congresswoman Kathy McMorris Rogers heard from prosecutors and defense attorneys, a superior court judge, and counselors who are trying to find ways to divert individuals from entering the prison system at all.
That is the most cost-effective, but it's also the best for the individual. And at a federal level, if there was more that we could do on the front end, I think that's certainly something that we should look at.
The First Step Act still faces a tough road in the U.S. Senate. Some Democrats argue it doesn't go far enough to reduce prison sentences or keep people out of prison altogether. I'm Emily Schwing reporting.